Nick,
Yes.
Nick. This is the first time, episode 9 of Past Your Bedtime.
This is the first time we
This is
have recorded episode 9.
absolutely, but it is the first time that we don't have any specific topics that we want to talk about. We're literally going like fucking condomless, raw dogging it.
Just throwing your dick into the ring.
Oh yeah. No, there's no basis for what this show is going to be about. We're just going to go strong, okay?
Fair enough, all right.
One thing that I was sort of thinking about that I just like is like ironically funny. Again, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but since we're both already brain dead, we're both
We're
brain dead.
picking topics as we go, I guess.
The Academy Awards happened recently, and I know you don't give two.
Who appoints said academy is my biggest question whenever I hear
The
that.
Academy
Who's
does.
the academy? Oh, we're the art people that you have to listen to.
Oh, but like, I was watching it because even though there wasn't a lot of movies in 2020, there was still enough in there to for me to be like, yeah, I want to see who wins and
In the
stuff like that.
academy to serve it to me on a silver platter.
But you know, the actor Chadwick Boseman, the guy who played Black Panther, who passed away recently.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he got nominated for Best Actor for a different movie, and he's a great actor, okay?
Yeah.
He deserved to be nominated, and it's all good and stuff like that. But here's the thing, okay? They switched the show's awards order around
Yeah.
so that Best Actor would be the last award given, thinking that Chadwick Boseman is going to win, so they can have a big climactic emotional like ceremony for him. But
Oh,
the
yeah, they
thing
were
is,
milking his death,
exactly, but
capitalizing off.
which is disgusting. And here's the actual shitty part. The man didn't even win. It was a different actor who won. So
But
they're sitting.
because he's dead, this award would be pretty useless, wouldn't it? So
Exactly.
let's increase potential publicity by giving it to another guy.
It was disturbingly
And then
fucking
all the
annoying.
other guys in the academy said, "Wow, I love your idea. This,
We're
I can
so.
see why you're part of the academy."
We're not corrupt at all. We're not twisted and giving off.
Every award show's rigged.
Yeah.
I mean, that's already obvious enough.
Yeah.
Like, there's the Academy decides, well, what will be like the best one to pick? We're not gonna like have a vote. We're just what one will get either more A, publicity, or B, money. Like,
Exactly. So it was some weird counterattack on themselves, like, because they wanted Chadwick Boseman to win so they can have a look how fucking sympathetic we are. But again, it was Anthony Hopkins who won.
they're
So they're
like,
just
look, we
like, what the
considered him and he's dead. Isn't that so, like,
we're so progressive.
oh my
So
God.
fucking progressive. Pissed me off so much.
Yeah. Like, if you're at least gonna kiss ass like that, make him win, you might as well just go the extra mile. Or by
Exactly.
that, I mean, do the thing that we would expect you to do.
Yeah. The whole show was like a whole fucking
This is why
disaster.
I don't watch these things, nor do I keep up with them,
How
'cause
drunk do you have to get to actually watch one?
oh, you could just say, "Hey, let's watch it." And if you were like, and make fun of it, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, okay. At least a couple beers.
Yeah, I mean,
That's fair. That's
two or
fair.
three is enough. I
Yeah.
mean, ideally more, but I would ideally have more anytime I'm drinking two or three already.
See, okay, here's another question I was just thinking. This is I've been sending this question around work a lot, and we're probably gonna end up having to cut this part out just on how deep it can go.
I ask
But
them how old they are.
like
And mind you, all my coworkers are online.
okay, but that's actually a normal person question, okay? This is a psychopath question.
How is
Maybe.
asking strangers on the
No.
internet, how old are
Well,
you?
that's a normal question. Okay, here you go.
We
Here's the
don't live
question.
in like a Confucian society where
I
they're just
mean,
like eight. Well, I guess we do
but like
to some
I can
extent.
see like a
Age means
conversation
something, I
going
guess.
along where you're just like, "Hey, sir, how old are you?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm 59." You're like, "All right, cool.
Well, I
This
guess
is a
what
different question. This is a fucking
we ask
idiot
it because it's
question."
like we just want to know where we stand socially. I guess. All right. I you can go what usually like older people are respected more is the best way to put it, and I guess people ask because of that, whether like they know they're doing it or not.
Nick is going through a moment, everybody.
You go on with your topic. This is going to literally just be on the ground about me just saying like, but like the older you are, the more people have respect for you.
Is that true?
It used to be, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Now it's like Gen Z are people like, oh, we hate our
to be fair though,
stuff like that.
I hate my generation too.
Of course,
I'm not
of
like,
course.
Oh, I was born in the wrong gender. No, I wasn't. This is like the best time to be alive.
Absolutely, but it's still.
But I still hate it.
Yeah, yeah. You still have every because every generation is like, oh, this is, you know, the end times are coming. Look at all these kiddies with their cell phones. And
look at all the kids
Fortnite.
And the things they're doing.
This just did on the Bible part two. Fortnite is a sin.
The fucking Bible manga says that Ninja. Ninja is like one of like the archdemons or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's the Antichrist.
All right, what question were you going to ask before I threw us down whatever the fuck this is?
You ready?
I threw us down the cellar of okay,
chaos. What was. Oh, shit. Oh.
My microphone.
Didn't even want to hear the question.
I changed the topic and it falls towards me as if it wants me to delve further into this
disturbingly fascinating topic. I thought we were rolling with that Antichrist. We're going to have to go back to the Antichrist and figure out who the Antichrist is a little bit later, everybody.
If we even have the brain cells to fucking remember that far back. All right.
Up next on.
What was your question? I'll remember.
Okay, you ready? What growing up, who was your animated crush? That's a question right there, dude. That is a question for the gods.
Know if I had one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
If I do,
you mean
I
to
don't
tell
remember.
Me, you mean to tell me you watched Space Jam and looked at Lola Bunny and said, I am not a furry.
I don't even remember watching Space Jam as a kid.
What the hell did you watch? Fucking
Chowder. Mung Dal, that's my answer.
Oh.
Mung Dal from the classic Cartoon Network show, Chowder. Because this man right here on this side of the microphone is a slut for Mung Dal.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Any day of the week.
So, like, not like fucking, I don't, not Lola Bunny.
No.
Not Jessica Rabbit.
No.
You were just like.
I get how wires get crossed for furries. And to be fair, you gotta separate it into two things.
Okay.
The furries that are like animal people are just a neat concept. Like, ooh, I'm gonna draw that.
Okay.
It's just a fun little thing. And then you get the ones that are like.
Genuinely
but what
fuck
if
them.
A tiger and a moose had like sex, but they were also like disemboweling each other with a sword? And that's something that you'll just find on Deviant.
Oh, yeah.
I read this thing where this guy's like, I'm not even a furry, but like. I get paid so much money to make furry art, and I like vomit like 3 or 4 times like per drawing, depending on what it is. Like,
but he makes money.
But he's like, I get like $500 a commission. Like, this is paying rent by far. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Like, people are like, yeah, like, someone asked me to draw like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog and like a grizzly bear just shitting on each other. And
I
he's like,
know if that exists.
And I.
Oh,
would
shit.
Strongly advise you to not find out
nope,
if that exists.
Nope, I am.
Because I guarantee it probably has to.
Hedge. Hog. And a grizzly bear, you said? Grizzly bear.
That was just from the depths of my mind. I
taking
regretfully.
Shit
but it's got to exist. Like
other.
Do you want that on your...
Yes, I do.
Okay, fine. I've searched...
I really hope my mom
that.
Doesn't listen to this episode. Oh, Game Grumps. Makes sense.
Well, of course, I was talking about Aaron from Game Grumps. He draws this stuff. Why else do you think they have so much money to make, like...
Sonic poops.
A fucking studio.
Bear poops in front of Kit. No. As far as the
yeah, I feel like
internet,
we shouldn't go down that rabbit hole.
As far as the public internet goes, Sonic the Hedgehog and a grizzly bear taking a shit on...
You know, I'm so preconditioned to say these things without thinking about them that I'm not even imagining it in my head.
See, that's what makes good content.
Well, outside of the words that I'm saying,
uh-huh.
There's no image for that.
Sonic the Hedgehog
It starts to appear like I just think, but I think of everything separate.
Okay.
Because I've conditioned myself to not go down that mental fucking tunnel.
Bro, like, I'm already there.
All I can think of in my head and visibly see is just whatever the fuck Sonic the Hedgehog is, and then whatever the fuck a grizzly bear is, and nothing beyond that.
So you can't see the shit.
No, and I'm choosing not to. And this is the only self-control. This is the only self-control I have in my life, Sonic. Is to be able to shut these things out of my
head. I am going to make a picture of Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's gotta
fat dookie.
I'm not imagining. And it's gotta come from somewhere else, because the thing is, I worry about literally everything else. I have no mental self-control over my thoughts unless it's some edgy internet shit.
Wow.
Because unless I see it in front of me, I'm done. Like,
wow.
But if I see it in front of me, that is seared into my brain.
So how did it... excuse me. How did Shrek is life come across to you? Were you into that?
Don't define into that, because I could give three different answers.
Did you watch that? You were like,
I did watch that. Okay, you know,
how did you feel while watching it? That's a $1 million question that the kids at home need to know.
Am I allowed to say what I'm gonna say?
Go for it.
Felt violated, but like I felt like I deserved
it. Violated, but deserved. Yeah, because now
I'm better off having watched
that. Yeah,
but I also feel like that took something from me that I'll never
an innocence that will never ever come back.
And like I could watch that now and I'd be like, this is the most like mild shit I've ever seen.
Right, because like
a 12-year-old or however old I was when I first saw that, it's like, oh my god, this is insane.
Yeah.
But he's saying sex things about Shrek. Like, wow.
But like it literally was like, I really hope DreamWorks gives the people who made Shrek is Life like commission, because that first
make the next Shrek movie.
Oh, absolutely.
And they make it in Source Filmmaker. But, not even I'll pay to see it at least once.
But like that first clip is, I fully believe, is responsible for how Shrek is perceived by the public today.
I do too. I think
Shrek
that is literally
is a meme. Because of it. And when you're a meme for
Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life ruined Smash Mouth's career.
Yeah. it promoted the movie. It really did.
And now people only show up to watch the band to throw bread at them or something. Have you seen that video?
I haven't.
Where like whoever their frontman is, that genre of 2000s music I hate so much, and I think it aged.
Oh yeah, it's terribly.
Yeah.
Terribly.
But anyways,
there's still a niche little kind of coolness to it. Go ahead.
No, I agree. But like, I saw this video, and whoever the fuck the frontman is to that, you know the all star guy.
Yeah.
He there was like him getting pissed and like quitting singing yell at people because there's just like people throwing bread at him on
stage.
Oh
my god!
There's a video of it.
That's so sad.
It's hilarious.
You know, Sugar Ray, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's this video. It's sweet, precious early memers. Like they're like, he was like
the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich memers.
But like he was just on the street like walking around, and like somebody's with a camera and stuff like that. It's late at night, and some kid, you know, there's a paparazzi around, but this one kid yells out, "Sugar gay,
sugar gay,"
and he goes, "Who said that? Who said that?" And he gets in this kid's face. It's like, dude, calm down. And this dude is like 15 years old. And he's just like all up in his face.
One day, has passed me by. I'm gonna fucking cry every time a kid calls me gay.
Like, I'm sorry, but like these celebrity names like Sugar Ray or DaBaby,
Sugar Gay,
but like DaBaby or Lil Nas X.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm sorry.
That is the shittiest sounding like names ever.
I can get why people like rap. I mean, but like the names for the art, like
never
some of them
sense.
Are some of them are decent, but a lot of them are just like, okay, we get it. Like
yeah, like Eminem makes sense because of
Don't be wrong. I think Eminem is for like people that are like mad that they like left Marine boot camp or something. Like it's just like punch a hole in the wall music.
I'm not afraid.
Like, I don't think I ever liked Eminem after I was in sixth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
like I just. But anyways, like at least his name. Yeah, it's his initials, and then he found a creative way of spelling
it. Uh-huh. Like,
instead of just taking the randomizer, like, where you just, oh, we're going to put X's, and we're going to put, like, Lil or, like, duh, and it's just...
Well, like, there's this, he's not a rapper, okay, but this kid was originally a TikToker. I'm going to pull up a picture of him just because I love this kid so much. I want him on the show so badly, dude. His name is Lil Hoodie, okay? Lil Hoodie.
Oh, so he's like middle school rapper because gives his hoodie to his girlfriend. Like,
there you go.
It's literally sweatshirt again.
He's not a rapper, okay? He's just a normal singer, but like he's a TikToker, okay? You look at this guy and you will immediately hate him, okay? Get ready. Like, look at this kid. Look at this kid.
You know what? That joke can stay in here. He's 18. I was just you said kid, and I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's 18. He just looks like one of the people that are, like, really sexist on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
And this guy, his name was originally Chase Hudson. That is the most Chad name you can get, and you say, no, I don't want that shit. I want Lil Hoodie.
He looks like, that name would fit his image so better, like...
Like, God, look at this guy. That is Chase Hudson right there. What a fucking... This guy, I mean, he's probably got a small pee-pee, but, like, motherfucker is hot as hell, okay?
No, yeah, he is.
Like...
I think the way he dresses is absolute garbage.
Yeah.
Like,
but look at that face.
Naturally looks good. That haircut also fucking sucks, in my opinion. Oh, yeah,
it's making me uncomfortable. It's That's just like 90s Johnny
Well,
Depp.
It's like, yeah, when, like... I get it's coming back where you part your hair in the middle and it's like almost a bowl cut, but the front's missing. But like that one is where it looks good in that picture.
Yeah.
But then you get these pictures where he's gelled it and it just looks like... When I think of the 90s, I think of greasy and gross.
And he
literally sums up that picture.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like hair gel. It just looks like he has not washed his hair in 4 months.
Yeah.
And he styled it.
Yeah.
With his bare hands.
Chase Hudson, but no, he wants Lil Hoodie. I don't know why it makes me mad.
Like, rapper name standards, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. This, he's got a TikTok group, okay? It's like a house. It's kind of like Team 10, but it's TikTokers. It's called the Hype House, okay?
The Hype House? I feel like I've heard that, like, 8 other places.
But, like, I'm not joking. This guy, and his team, because he's on a with a group of other, like, you know, barely legally aged adults and stuff like that. And Netflix was gonna give him a reality show. Okay.
To be fair, like
I get that could be a TV show, but they put a little advertisement on it and stuff like that, and it looked just as stupid as anything could be. But Netflix's stocks dropped so low.
Well, I was gonna say, to be fair, if you're talking about Netflix standards, I could like remove my own appendix and put it in a wine glass and record the whole process,
and they'd eat that shit up.
And I could eat it, and they'd be like, "Hey, you want airtime, dude?" Like, well, I don't want to say airtime. We'll give you money, dude. It's so like cool, or I don't know.
You're such a hipster hating on Netflix.
I know. You know what else I hate? YouTube and Twitch and the internet. I hate everything. Isn't that cool?
I just want to just
like no one else hates stuff as much as me.
When did that become the cool thing to do? Hate on things.
When mental health problems became hot, I guess.
I think so.
I guess everyone romanticizes it, myself included. It shouldn't be hot. We're getting to the point where like literal abuse is becoming hot.
Yeah.
Like on TikTok and stuff.
It's like
you'll get like guys that look just like him talk about how they're like they're gonna beat their girlfriend or something.
And it's just like, oh.
And then you look at the comments and it's like, oh yeah, please beat me. And it's just like,
oh, never. What?
I mean, you can be into whatever you want, but like, I feel like your mind would change as soon as his fist made contact to your jaw.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sorry, but like, why did? Because.
You can be into whatever you want. You're really into that.
Yeah. That's
a different story.
But like,
but are you really
like, are we really going back to like the 1940s where it's like, hey, wife, I just got home from work, chugged a couple beers, now I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Throw 8 bottles at you if you don't like that and get my food.
I just want to make sure that that's still a bad thing because that you know that's a very bad thing, you know.
But like, I feel like I don't know. People romanticize shit.
Yeah.
People romanticize mental health issues, and then you get the Jared Leto Joker.
Oh my god.
So like, I wonder what the hell's.
That's the best. It's the best of both worlds, right there. Fucking psychopath beating the shit out of you in his abuse. See that? That's a man right there.
We sound like fucking incels, but why don't we go for people like us? I wouldn't hit you, so like that means that like you should have sex with me or something. Like, but like, I feel like it shouldn't be controversial to say like that. That is like a thing that's going on. It's like, and I get that they're the grand majority,
right?
Of women are just they see that and they're just like that is disgusting and this and like.
But there's still this literally niche follow a
page where like they just pick that shit out and they're like they point and laugh at him and I'm like it's funny because he's a fucking douchebag,
right?
But like it, yeah, it,
yeah.
Look at the comments of the actual like original video and it's totally different.
But like it's like after all these like TikTokers and stuff like that. Do you remember Jacob Sartorius?
Yeah, I said sweatshirt earlier.
Yeah,
that's literally.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's him. The dude is back. Okay.
Oh, back's gonna be.
And I'm sorry, but like there's some an uncomfortable amount of people in the comments saying, "Oh, he's. I wish I did wear his sweatshirt." And oh, he is kind of hot. I'm sorry. He still looks like he's 13.
He does.
He's 18 right now. And I God, that is an ugly man. Like Chase Hudson, Lil Hoodie would smoke this kid. I want to see them do a douchebag off. Chase Hudson.
Oh, he'd destroy it.
Yeah, Chase Hudson is an actual alpha. This kid is like making me. Uncomfortable. Like this man is going to be like 45 years old and be diddling. Like,
oh, okay.
I guess I can't make that joke. Never mind. Sorry,
oh no, you can because he can get away with it. Because when he's 40 years old, he's also going to look 13.
I'm so yeah. Chase Hudson, we're calling you today to please beat the fuck out of this kid.
Looks like fucking Parappa the Rapper. I said that the whitest way possible.
Yeah. What the no? Oh, yeah.
This is just
yeah. Does that
make you don't even need context as to what like
it's Jacob Sartorius being Jacob Sartorius. And God, I fucking hated it.
If you don't remember him, I envy you. But like, you know, if you do,
what if?
I guess I'm sympathetic.
Okay, if you had to say you have to be roommates with either Jacob Sartorius or Jake Paul, who you taking?
Jake Paul, because I'd like bake him a pie with like glass in it or something, and then just like dip out of the country.
I mean,
I could like ruin this guy's career though if I was his roommate.
True.
Like as long as I just don't be a dick to him directly, like the shit that like I don't know.
I mean, like I think I would choose.
Also, I would look at Jacob Sartorius and I'd be like. Why am I roommates with, like, a guy that looks like he's 13?
Yeah.
Like, this makes me really uncomfortable. Like I've just watched this dude, like, walk out of his bedroom with, like, fucking morning wood or something, and he just goes to, like, pour a bowl of Rice Krispies, and I'm just, ugh.
See, like, at least maybe Jake Paul could teach you how to box. If anything, Jacob Sartorius will just, like, shake his ass in front of you. Like, I don't fucking know. What do kids do?
And at least Jake Paul would be like, hey, dude, you want to be on TikTok? And I'd be like, do you want to give me money? Like, sure, dude.
Yeah. Want to be a part of Team 10? How much should I get paid? Oh, no, like two grand a month. I'll take it. I'll take it.
2 grand a month. I'll throw away my morals for that. I love Team 10.
Yeah.
2 grand a month is like not even really.
I mean, it's
it's decent money, but not money. Like Team 10 money.
How much would you have to get paid to be on Team 10?
Oh, I'd say like probably like 10 grand a month.
10 grand a month?
Because you know he's getting paid like
yeah.
at least 200 times yeah. that much.
Yeah. I can... man, I'm the same person who's like, hey, if I can make like just a little bit more than what I'm already making at work, I'll become a stripper. I'm that person, okay? I don't need to be paid money.
Maybe I shouldn't like, take some hair.
Bullshit.
I can just be a stripper.
Go for it, man.
I'm gonna
let
do
your
it.
Dreams become true. Like, come on.
Let your dreams become true.
Like,
as of 12 seconds ago, I decided that I want to become a stripper, and that is going.
Full
to
disclosure, good. Everybody, Nick is completely naked now.
Right? I actually am. As of 12 seconds ago, I decided to like, start right now.
Like, just like boom, and the clothes come off, and you're just like, yes, I'm a stripper, mom.
Are you proud of me? This is well. That's how you know you're a stripper when you can just. And your clothes are gone.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's magician shit.
Yeah. Yeah. See, OnlyFans, the past your bedtime OnlyFans is just over the horizon, everybody.
We promise it's coming, and it is just going to be hot.
There is literally video footage of me taking a bath in pure root beer, and
there's video footage of me, like, pouring root beer in its humidifier before I leave. Like,
oh, yeah.
It is... on camera, destruction of property.
Yeah, with a short-time purpose of $69.99 every single month. Just
because it has to be the sex number, but not twice.
Watch. I don't even know if I can say that.
What do you mean you can't say $69.99?
If somebody
or $69.69.
Again, this is not us making fun of people who are on OnlyFans. Do your own fucking thing. We don't care.
I actually do have an OnlyFans.
Just let us be on OnlyFans and please don't. I don't know.
Don't tell us, like, don't try to instruct us, like, you know, flattering camera angles.
Exactly.
If I want to, like, take a picture, like, head down, like, holding the camera above me, like, it's, you know, some sort of, like, I don't know, umbrella or something.
Then
and I want to be wearing, like, my Superman costume. I can do that because it's my fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, just the dick section is just, like,
yeah,
as like, a whole. Because, like, we ain't doing this for nothing. We still want to expose ourselves to the world.
Well, like, I'm more of the, like, I dress up as Superman and then I go in the closet.
Oh.
And okay. I watch.
Oh, like the what's his name from Rick and Morty? See, that's another thing, okay? It's like, fan bases kind of do the same thing where it just makes things...
It's like, ha, funny, cuck.
Yeah. Rick and Morty is one of my all-time favorite shows. But the fan
base... If you couldn't tell by the way we act.
Exactly. But, like, the fan base is complete and utter ass.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It makes me hate the show.
I envy my uncle because he's like, that show's so fucking funny. And I was like, well, yeah, but, like, you heard about the fan base? He's like, no. And I'm just like...
Don't.
They kind of suck. And he's like, oh, all right. And I'm just like, that is a man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, again. Jesus.
Like, by the way, it was Tim.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. I tried to explain it.
I can see him watching Rick and Morty.
He loves that show. And he's just like... I tried to explain, like, I like the show, but, like, the fan base ruined it.
Yeah. It's like, it really is a pretty damn fantastic show.
It is.
But it's built on this fan base of like edgy, like 20-something year olds.
You saw, remember Szechuan songs?
Oh my God.
At McDonald's?
I've never even had, like, I kind of do want to know what the Szechuan
sauce is. I just literally want to know what it tastes like because of just some desperate curiosity.
Yeah, not for the meat.
Not even because it has to do with Rick and Morty. I'm just like, oh, sauce, McDonald's.
I'm
curious,
try.
I guess.
Yeah. If you had to get rid of just completely trash one fast food restaurant in existence, which one would that be?
Like the
just
entire Hidden Valley Ranch.
Oh.
I don't even know if that's a restaurant or a location.
The Hidden Valley.
I just really, all of the sudden, do not like ranch dressing.
That's not a restaurant, though, Nick.
But I would literally sacrifice my choice if it meant, like, the destruction of ranch dressing.
Dude, you need some rest, like, badly. What happened?
I hate ranch dressing.
I think your white card just got revoked. I think it did.
Oh, I was going to say it did a long time ago, but then I'm just like, oh, but did it really?
Yeah, the fact that you don't like ranch.
Whitest person outside of, like, well, yeah, the whitest thing to do would be take shots of ranch, and I look at ranch, and I actually, like, have to refrain from getting sick.
Really?
Because the more and more I think about it, I'm just like, oh, this is... what is this?
See, I don't mind ranch. I
was never that guy that's like, oh, it's fucking jizz. I don't know what there is about it.
Uh-huh.
There's no outside factor. It's just repulsive to me all of a sudden.
Plus, there's plenty more food out there that resembles cum more so than ranch, so...
I mean, this is also coming from the guy that, like, legitimately enjoys eating raw squid. So,
You do?
I do.
Damn. That's hardcore. I don't think I have... No, I have had squid before. Squid's okay.
I think the only, like, sushi food that I've tried that I haven't liked was I got flying fish roe, which is just the eggs wrapped in seaweed. I was like, I'll try it. And I tried it. Biting into, like, one fish egg or two or however many isn't bad, but, just imagine this, like, piece of food the size of a ping pong ball. Now imagine that literally the entirety of it, except for a singular wrapping of seaweed, just turns to fish oil in your mouth because you bit it.
That's... I don't know how to feel about that.
Like, I enjoy fish eggs like that, but oh my god, that was the most disgusting thing I've had.
Wow.
Because that's all it was.
Wow. That's odd. What was the one thing that we were talking about that we said that we would go back to?
Your question.
Yeah, it was the question.
Oh, the Antichrist ninjas.
The Antichrist ninja stuff. Okay. That's right. Okay. So, man, I don't even remember the question that I was going to bring up from that.
Where is Ninja now?
Where is Ninja
now? What is he doing at this exact moment? Dwelling in hell? I think that he's like burning kids alive in hell right now.
Yeah.
I really think he is.
Yeah.
I think that, like, when you die in Fortnite too many times, you die for real.
Wow.
And he takes your soul.
That's, like, that's pretty... I think that's pretty poetic.
It's a testament and an artistic comparison to just how much I hate Gen Z and how cool I am because, like, I hate my own generation.
I know.
Like, isn't that, like, different and edgy and just...
Nobody does that.
Like, isn't self-depreciation just hot?
But at least here's the one thing that you can kind of have reconcile about. You are the first generation that is currently still growing.
I wish I was part of the first generation because I'd be dead for at least 10,000 years.
But like you're the yeah. But like you're the first generation that agrees that their generation sucks.
I mean,
because like
maybe I think we're the first one that nearly universally does or can be easily convinced as such.
Yeah,
I think every generation has had someone.
Well, yeah,
that's just like, hey, we fucking suck.
Well, obviously, but the majority.
Yeah,
you don't see a
boomer. I think we've done it the most, at least.
Yeah, you don't see a boomer out there going like,
it's because
this is. My generation.
To be fair, sucks. Like that's like all millennial sense of humor was like self-depreciation and shit.
I mean, yeah, but they didn't.
And then like Gen X was just like puns and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I don't even think boomers really like found anything funny until Gen Z came along. No, millennials first, my bad.
They just thought like beating their wife and like pocket watches were like funny or something like that.
Yeah. Beating their wife and pocket watches. What is this, like the
1800s? I don't know.
Or the Polar Express.
I know a lot of whenever the proceeding generation is arriving, that is when the usual
when they come back from space or something.
No, like
they come out of the tubes.
Again, since even though there is another generation that is currently like if you're born like last year and forward, you're a different generation.
What even are they?
I don't know. Fucking
subhuman.
But like
I now understand.
But like millennials, are like, oh my gosh, you know, Gen
It's
Z is
so
never,
fucking stupid. It's just like, ha, yeah, Gen Z is stupid, but like,
they're
you
gonna
guys were
destroy the
thinking.
world and stuff like that. That's one thing each generation has in
I'm gonna
common,
be
because
honest.
I catch myself doing that now too,
Even
because
though, like, I disagree with like the whole boomer humor mentality shit. It's still so incredibly easy that I just get some like much needed amount of serotonin by making fun of Gen Z and millennials.
It's easy to it's the mindset of oh, at least I'm not like that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I'd almost say it's therapeutic release to some extent. It's like a way of dealing with real things, maybe. I
Maybe.
don't know.
Because obviously you can look at a joke and it's just like, oh, this kid is on his phone too much. Like, ha. Even though you're on your phone a lot.
Yeah,
It's
it's
like.
like I'm looking at this on my phone.
Yeah,
It's like, hey, Grandpa, you're on your iPad too much, and then he like takes his belt off or something.
beats living shit out of you.
I
Like.
have to clarify that my grandparents are better than everybody else's grandparents, and I will die on this hill.
Is that a fact?
Why are you even asking me that,
It
idiot?
is. But,
Love my grandparents more than you, Josiah. Than you.
if you had to exist in one generation right now, or like a time period, what time period would that be?
The one that basically got killed off in World War One.
Yawn again. Yeah,
But if
I
you
just want like archaic,
I'll
like.
be serious though, in terms of like you take away all of the shitty stuff, I guess it would technically be the best if you do that to literally anything and compare it to the rest of the stuff.
Maybe.
But I don't know. There was a neat aesthetic, but then you think about it and you're like, wow, that was like the beginning of modern times. And I don't think there was much worse than that in modern times. It was a horrible time period.
That's when like the Industrial Revolution happened when.
I would say like mid 19th, early 19th century, basically the 1800s, like, because I know the 1700s people still lit with fire and candles. I mean,
But like that's at least a time period that I'm interested in, even though I know it was like a shitty
like they
time
didn't
period.
even use like gas pipelines yet, let alone, God forbid, electricity.
But in all honesty, I just kind of want to live in the times of ancient Egypt or something like that, and just see the aliens coming over and building the pyramids. I want that so
You're
badly.
just gonna
I want.
watch like one guy just like mumble something and sneeze and the pyramids pop up. And you're just gonna be like, dude, no one's gonna believe me. But then you get like fucking killed by a hippo or
Then
something
the fucking History
before
Channel
you can
is
tell
the
anybody.
fucking History Channel's like, it was aliens! It's the only
The aliens are a
explanation.
cover-up. It was actually an accident. The
Oh
pyramids were
jeez.
accidentally built.
What if you went back in time and like actually figured out what how the pyramids were built?
I guarantee it would. I'd be watching that for like the end of my entire life. I guarantee I could watch it, and then after 2 days of watching it, I'd get bored because they're gonna continue for like what, 75 years or some shit for one of them.
Well, what would you say? What do you think? How do you think the pyramids were built? Aliens or
The
no
history
aliens?
stuff. I think it was. I don't think it was the slave labor stuff. I think it was literally just. The whole thing with because there's archaeological ruins of like the houses where they allegedly kept the contractors, where they it was like living quarters, and this was like seen as like a service that you do something like this once, then you don't have to do it again, I
To think
guess.
construction
And I mean,
workers
like,
were around back
it
then.
wasn't uncommon for like the Sumerians to like inscribe on clay like it. I don't want to say currency, but it was almost credit. It's like you can get like one bundle of wheat, like three beer and like a loaf of bread as payment if you turn in this clay tablet. I think they found similar things in like said structures that were left over. I really think, and what they did was, I'd imagine they just rolled them on sticks, not sticks, but logs. That's how I think it is, because when you look at them, it's there's more impressive stuff in Egypt that is like more of a marvel of construction. I mean, even then, the Egyptians didn't exist that long ago. You literally look at cities like Ur and Sumer, and they're just I guess older, but almost equally as impressive.
Yeah.
Like, and that was literally the birthplace of civilization itself. Before that, we were nomadic hunter-gatherers.
Well, like, I still think the pyramids are at least impressive on their mathematical achievements.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very, very precise. And I don't mean to say, like, again, like, a lot of people are like, well, there's no possible way they could have built these because they're all stupid. They're very, very fucking smart.
And, like, there is, to be fair, too. Like, I mean, this is just going to sound like it's really hard to explain, but there's this, like, philosopher in Alexandria, which was also Egypt, only 2,000 years ago, and by then, they already had this thing, and you could basically read the stars with it for navigation. By, like, it was, like, measured in degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just, like, turn it a set amount of degrees, look through a hole that lines up with another hole at said specific star that's marked out, and then you just adjust from there, and apparently could navigate with it. And I forget what museum has one of these, but, like, it's still fully functional.
Damn.
Because you literally had no other way to navigate at that point.
Yeah. That's smart as hell.
Well, it's just purely mathematical.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand that, like, at that time, there were also people that, like, at least for, like, Rome, that could literally measure a mountain and then find a way to tunnel from one end and the other end and have them intersect with, like, I think they got, like, a 3-foot difference.
What?
It's like, stuff like this has happened, and there's so much proven history behind it that I think the pyramids are just
mathematical. Yeah.
I'll always follow that history book definition. Well, I mean, the history book definition was like slave labor, and I guess that is one thing that's in debate. I think both are equally as plausible to me.
I think the people are too keen to go towards the slave labor thing.
Because it's
like
just
construction workers.
Well, to be fair, though, your pharaoh was a god. And by doing that, you were basically securing your place in the afterlife that you desire.
True.
And if that's all you know, and you're fanatically devout to this singular person that says, I want you to work on the place where you're burying me, a god. You'd be waiting in line to do that.
Yeah.
Because your faith wasn't really in question then.
Yeah. Because, like, it was sitting there.
Religion
right in
was
front
not
of
like a debatable topic. Like, everyone believed in something.
Mm-hmm.
And you just very rarely could change their mind from what it seems to me. At least that far back.
Here is for the kids at home, everybody. This is NileFM.com, 6 crazy conspiracy theories involving the pyramids of Giza. Perfect for tonight.
I thought that was a bionicle.
The pyramids are actually Noah's Ark? No. Yeah. The pyramids are a giant boat. Is the latest theory by historian Matthew Simpson, smart guy, who believes that the pyramids are actually
okay,
Noah's
but then
Ark.
Where's the rest
How?
Of the boat that's
yeah.
under it?
Uses
you know, rocks are not really known for being buoyant.
Yeah. Based on the
you make a boat out of rock versus a boat out of steel, what do you think's gonna fucking float?
Simpson puts forth the idea of that instead of describing the Ark as tall, it actually describes it as pyramids. What?
Okay, but like, you know how many like different translations of the Bible there are?
Yeah. Aliens built the pyramid. This is the shit we're for. Just
that's
like
literally just
the
predator. Like, that's you know, like a bionicle mass in space.
You know those big stone structures in Egypt, the ones.
Oh no! Shit, the triangle.
Ah, jeez. What's the proof? The speed of light is 299,792,458 meters per second, and the graphic coordinations for the Great Pyramid are. Oh, well, that's actually kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Okay, but, like, they just said that.
I mean, but that is kind of cool.
Look up what the speed of light is in meters per second. And I could be wrong, but I want to know from outside of this. Speed of light in meters per second.
Light in meters
per second. And then, before we read too far into that, go back to that. I want to read something else.
Okay.
Okay, geographic coordinates. Well, yeah, okay.
Here we go.
I thought it said like graphical coordinates.
Oh, and yeah.
I was like, okay, then they're just
299 million.
All right, now look up the geographic coordinates.
Okay. What?
If I'm wrong, then that's just one of like the many spooky coincidences. Like there's one about like the car that the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of, you know, Austria-Hungary got shot in.
Yeah. Detonations for the
coordinates.
Yeah. For the pyramids of Giza. 200.
I saw like an 8, and I don't do the, are those the same?
Nope, not little hoodie again. 299.
Well, no, look up the speed of light meters again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't look at it from the article.
Speed of
light. In meters per second.
In meters per second. Let me go back to that other page.
Well, it's in scientific notation or something.
Yeah. There it is. Okay. 299 million. Da-da-da. Okay, so that's not exactly...
It's not exactly, but what they did is they changed some of the numbers to fit their narrative because it's it's close enough, so someone's going to look at that and say, but look how close it was. They did that because it was purposely close.
Right.
So it's...
Oh, wait, is that it right there?
Manipulation tag.
The latitude of the pyramids of Giza is... Oh, so it's, this one's saying it is...
Is it?
Yeah. 2 point.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, I guess it may, it's probably like the...
Look up
the big one in the middle. Where's the Pyramids of Giza? Yeah, there's that right there.
All right, now look up like the Franz Ferdinand car one after this. This is a rabbit. Just Franz Ferdinand and then car and then like coincidence.
Ferdinand car coincidence.
Yeah.
There we go. This is the coincidence episode. Everybody.
Okay. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
There's photographical evidence to back this and like just recorded history in terms of the dates.
Oh my god. Okay.
It was A. His license plate was like A11/11/18.
Okay.
That's literally like the end date of the war. That literally started because of his assassination in that exact car.
Holy shit.
The car had the date that... And they could have purposely did that, I guess, but, you know. But then, I think there was, like, some more stuff.
Survived an assassination attempt earlier that...
Oh, yeah, they threw a bomb and it bounced off.
Oh, okay. Pulling the digits apart differently can be...
Oh, too fast.
The Artistic was signed 11 November 1918.
But their letters, not numbers,
right?
Which would mean I don't think that they intentionally lined that up,
right? Here, I'll take it. Speaking of the day of the Echo, I mentioned a significant registration number.
Go back up really quick.
I mentioned the significance of the registration number. At first, he could not believe it. We both immediately went to another part of the museum to where the car was on display and confirmed the registration number. He informed me that he had worked in the museum for 20 years and was unaware of the connection.
Oh, and then A would be Armistice.
Right.
It's just one of those weird coincidences.
Yeah.
So I feel think like stuff like that's possible because people look for it really hard, and when you find it, you're just like,
I guess,
my god, your mind just folds in on itself. How often does something like that happen?
Right, right.
So when we find it, we're just like, this means something because humans are superstitious by nature.
So what you're trying to say is you believe that the pyramids of Giza really aren't as special as people are saying.
I think that they were literally just, they just had religious significance and cultural significance, and that's literally it. They were totally plausible to be built within that time frame.
They were built by Jesus's father to store wheat.
There what do they go. Mean by Jesus's father? They
probably mean, Joseph?
Because his father's God.
His earthly father.
And his earthly father...
Get back on the Bible, motherfucker.
He either had no father, or depending on what you interpret a father as, he had Joseph, and Joseph was a car. He couldn't build... Some of these are dumb as shit.
Based on the quotes, Squarestone and Rubble, biblical theorists have claimed that Joseph built the pyramids. Yeah, one guy.
Oh, it
one
says
guy.
square stones and rubble in the Bible. Like, that's
And pyramids to store wheat and grain.
I don't know what it is with like conspiracy
Jesus
theorists
Christ.
loving to like cherry pick Christianity even
Yeah.
harder than like Facebook Christians do,
Yeah.
where they're just like, Bill Gates is Satan and the Bible says, because if you look at this, it said fucking XYZ. And
Ben Carson defends his views on pyramid. What does Ben Carson view?
Who the fuck is Ben Carson?
Oh, wait, we don't have the fucking map.
Do we not have it linked up?
Yeah, you're right. I want to know what Ben Carson has to say about this. I'm pulling up the video right now.
This is the part where we went too hard into our normal edgy shit, and now it's like no one's listening.
Views on pyramids. If anybody is still listening to this, you guys are fucking
You're
badasses.
A champion for somehow listening to this without having any of the visuals that we're looking at right now.
I promise the visuals are cool. Ah, here we go.
It's
here we go.
Really neat. It's Google and websites.
Car insurance, everybody.
Separate. We get sued. Is that picking up?
Yeah, it's picking up.
It's still my belief, yes.
Well, there it is.
Oh.
Yeah, well, the pyramids were made in a way that they had hermetically sealed compartments. You wouldn't need hermetically sealed compartments for a sepulcher. You would need that if you were trying to preserve grain over long
time. What do you think the pyramids were for? The pyramids were literally supposed to preserve what was inside of it. They literally, like, airtight sealed these, because you have to understand that you can create something that's airtight with literally just brick and mortar.
Yeah.
It's not hard. They would literally, like, they were known to, like, lace, like, toxin, so that as soon as you opened it, or they would, like, lace, like, toxins and spores and stuff all over, like, the floor and stuff, so that when you opened this, literally the slightest breeze would kick it up into the air, and that's the King Tut's curse stuff. Well, that's
right.
What happened to some of them. It was literally just
how
toxins.
It was done, yeah.
It was toxins, like it.
Here, next, there is, they are an energy source. Here we go, this is the real freaky shit.
I mean, I'd imagine they attract a lot of sunlight, and that sun energy has to transfer to something, because you can't destroy energy.
Well, it used to have the gold tip on the top, because the pyramids looked a lot
some
different
of them
back
did.
Then.
They,
yeah.
They weren't all built exactly the same.
In files
like
found
of Giza.
In the storage of Russian intelligence archives. See, okay, it's going to be right. This is going to be the correct one. The KGB researched
because
the pyramid of
the Russians and Americans are notorious for not lying to each other in the rest of the world.
And described a report detailing the strange electromagnetic power field surrounding them. What? It read, during inspection of the wall segment, we noted an odd sensation of, that's just the boner, dude.
Yeah, you, I was going to say, you probably had like a... what I call a relic erection is such a fucking history. And you're like, I'm holding the top of the pyramids of Giza, and you fucking cum your pants.
Stonehenge! Oh.
The stones are from Wales! We're all China! This vase is from the Ping Dynasty!
The fucking. What were that? The heads on the eye.
Easter Island heads! Oh. The fucking jawline! Oh. Oh my god.
I'm so sorry to anybody.
Oh my god. It's. Other historical place that I like.
No! I only like the Great Wall of China.
I'm holding Galileo's finger, and I'm shoving it up my ass.
Julius Caesar's head is giving me head.
No, I mean, like, you literally can, like, it is physically possible if you're willing to literally, like, probably get the death sentence or something, put Galileo's finger up your ass.
Dude,
that is on
that's
display.
Everything I've ever wanted. What were we talking about? That's right.
During other conspiracy shit.
During the inspection of the wall. Sorry for all that crackhead energy, everybody.
That was just
It's not crack. It's heroin. Everybody.
Maybe seven.
During the inspection of the wall segment, we noted an odd sensation. A magnetic repulsive force seemed to be emanating.
Seemed to be
emanating from the rock.
Okay, but like, what? Did you use anything to read it? We or did you just say it seems like this is magnetic? I feel the energy. Do you guys feel the energy?
What the fuck? This created the theory that the pyramids are a massive energy source. Okay, that's not... No. Okay. Like the Tesla coil used to gather and transport...
I don't think that they had a concept of solar energy in the same way we did.
They did have, like, the Baghdad battery
shit. That was on Ancient Aliens, though.
That's true.
I mean,
I believe everything from Ancient Aliens. Come on, man.
I mean, obviously, like...
Illuminati built them. There we fucking go, dude. There we fucking go. Despite the fact that the Illuminati was officially founded in 1785, many people who point to Kanye West and Jay-Z as Illuminati's favorite rappers also point to their role in the pyramid.
It's literally just matching a picture of a pyramid.
Yeah.
Like,
Jay-Z... Because, like, somebody making this dollar bill and putting a pyramid on there because, like, pyramids are cool is much less plausible than Kanye West and Jay-Z being completely immortal and using their big brains to create the pyramid.
Oh, I just think that's obviously much more. Anything money can buy is how I see those.
So they used that immense amount of money and built a time machine and went back in time and used their big brains to create the pyramid. That's what you're suggesting.
Honestly, now that you say that, I don't really have a counter argument because there's no disagreement.
Anyways,
I think that what is it? Kubrick also filmed the moon landing, but when he watched it, you know, it was just like, no one's gonna believe this shit.
And then everybody believes.
So what he did was such a fucking stickler for detail. Kubrick himself made the government start a program that would allow him to fly to the moon so he could make a better fake moon recording.
Oh. Yeah.
I think
that's... Dude, that's like a... That's not a conspiracy theory. That is like... Like it's a theory that has... It's a theory on top of a theory. A conspiracy within the conspiracy, dude. We're breaking new grounds here.
We're groundbreaking, bro.
The group took up the pyramid with the eye on top of their symbol, the Latin phrase "one from many." Illuminati scholars state that there's Illuminati scholars.
I guess.
Imagine going to college and I want to be an Illuminati scholar.
They're like, oh,
I'm going to disappoint my parents.
So you want to be like a philosophy student?
Jesus. State that the Latin actually means new world order. Okay.
And I guess, but like, you know how many other things you could probably say it means?
Yeah.
I think this one just conveniently fits.
I think this means toot, fart, butt.
I don't even know what the fuck we're doing anymore.
We're reading...
reading conspiracy theories, bro. That looks like a trustworthy person right
there. That is a very trustworthy person.
She's just sitting in Elizabeth the sand with Jensen. A blanket and like a tea set and like one of those battery-powered candles.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the desert, that just looks like Coachella of Coachella for like escaped nursing home patients.
Oh, poor Jerema D. Gatlock in the comments. Anything associated to ancient Egypt is all about black people. Kush. So neither Egyptian nor Jewish built the pyramids. Black people were the ones who built them.
I did this motherfucker was a
time
like
traveler.
Controversial, but like, you know, there's like two totally different native ethnic groups north of the Sahara and south of the Sahara, because south of the Sahara is tropical and more equatorial, which would make your skin darker for having lived there for generations. And then when you get up on the other side of it, you get the more like natives to like Morocco and stuff like that, and their skin tone is a lot lighter because that's how the equator works.
Yeah. But this dude.
So it's just
this dude knows though. I believe this guy.
But like, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like,
it's a ridiculous statement.
And I don't know why there's like, there's a You realize Mansa Musa was like even more powerful than any?
Yeah.
Like anyone?
Dude was on top of
on that entire continent. And I think the only person that, or at least one of the few people that would probably have ever ranked above him in terms of history was Genghis Khan.
Probably.
Because wealth had a totally different value back then.
Yeah.
Like
You're kind of freaking out about this, aren't you? It's such a weird thing to say.
I don't get it. Yeah, like
where on what?
Grounds?
I want to look this up now.
Like even their own self-image of both areas of Africa, in terms of what we have left from that far back, depict them the same way because that's just how the equator works. You have to think how vertical of a continent that Africa is. And how you're going to get a broad range of people.
Who built the pyramids? Who built the pyramids? Ah, E.T. We got the answer.
Okay, oh, so
that,
like,
that is way too
Steven
much
Spielberg reading. Built
them. Damn straight.
I was close enough.
That was way too much reading for me. Near Cairo. It's literally in Cairo's, like,
backyard. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, like. Those pictures are all selective angles to make them look all deserty and mysterious, because if you literally walk to the other side and face that way, or just turn around, I guess, because that's easier, you're literally, like, not even a city block's worth of distance outside of just Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah.
Like, just buildings everywhere.
Near Cairo, in the heart of Egypt, stands the Great Pyramids of Giza. These three pyramids were built by Egyptian kings of the 4th dynasty.
That is a horrible website layout.
Yeah.
That's hard to read.
Who built the Great Pyramid at Giza roughly 4,600 years ago? His son, Khafre.
Okay. And I don't even know how else I'd say.
Khafre. Whose pyramid tomb is second at Giza. Who is known primarily for the smallest of the three pyramids. Aw, small pee-pee pyramid. historians and archaeologists disagree about how the Great Pyramids of Egypt were built. However, all agree that the construction of the Great Pyramids was highly advanced.
Even then, there was, like, two different kingdoms of Egypt that were totally different. So, I guess, but to say, like, that was just Egyptians as a whole. Egyptians, I don't know, they probably had broad different identities in terms of what they were. Like, I don't know if they looked at each other and their enemies that lived in the same region and said, we're all Egyptians, we're united. They identified as their own kingdom within their own time period. Like, do you think...
This guy's buttered, whoa.
Call it Egypt back then. I mean, I don't think... It wasn't just one big country.
Right.
These were our neighbors, and these were the people we were allies with. These are the people we weren't. We identify as specific groups.
Right.
Like...
This they probably would have had a name for it because
I mean, we have a name for the planet too. Every culture has a name for its location.
Right. Anyways, another comment, shut this down. I am an Egyptian, and to say that Egyptian were too stupid to build something like that, you are dumb. Your name is... I'm sorry. This guy's name is Robert Gordon. You're not Egyptian, dude. I'm sorry. You're just not. We invented a lot of things back then before we even had technology or...
Dude, we're on the part of the internet that I hate because the first reply to that is, dude, but there's no such thing as afterlife and I'm Catholic, so since Egyptian, it's just like... This is just a pissing match. Everybody's just trying to be like...
Buddy mad.
Buddy mad.
True. Everybody's like...
Jacob.
It's like, shut the fuck up. This is why I hate conspiracy websites,
because for like a conspiracy theory that they're trying to explain, nobody seems to even be on the same page. It's like everybody goes there, you'd think, to like debate the topic, and then they're just like... But your religion is wrong, even though the Catholics and Egyptians have nothing to do with each
other. Yeah. See, like...
But I'm Catholic. Okay.
See, this is why I want to go back in time and watch the creation of it, because it's literally going to be something so anticlimactic.
Oh, I know.
It's going to be like some guy farted in the correct direction where the sand just solidified itself.
Over 10,000 years.
It's just like...
I just think it'd be like the one. It'd just be boring outside of like you live down the adrenaline, like, oh my god, I'm witnessing history.
Yeah,
because you know, some people would get adrenaline from that.
I don't know. Like, what is a historical event pre 1500 that you genuinely would be cool with like checking out?
Oh, okay. The birth of Jesus Christ. I don't know if I'd be able to pick because, like, I want to know the undisputable true answer, but, like, I don't want to go back anywhere before that time period physically, and I don't want to see shit from there, even though, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Well, what time? Time of Jesus?
I mean, I have to think on this.
I would say I want to, like, wear, like, the original Buddha, the Buddha.
I just want to see what the Dead Sea Scrolls are. That's it.
That's fair. That's fair. And who? See, I want to see the Buddha under his tree when he reaches Nirvana, but, like, just before he reaches Nirvana. And, like, you just say, hey, bud, how you doing? He's
like,
oh, I'm sorry. Something was going
on. I'm doing great now.
Yeah, and, like, there was literally, like, no, like, Buddhists did not exist anymore, all because I accidentally woke this guy up.
You trying to get rid of all the Buddhists in the world?
No. I just want to change history, dude. That's it. Like, just one little event, and just like, oh shit, everything's different now.
I don't know, accidentally, like, go back in time and fuck your grandma, like, Back to the Future or whatever.
I wouldn't go that far now. But
I said accidentally.
So what are you saying? Purposefully just go for it?
You know, I'd want to see what would happen if you did that.
Really?
I want to understand the logistics of that. What comes after that?
Well, I can tell you what comes after
that. Who would you be? Would you be here?
I would be...
It's a topic that I don't want to think about because of the nature of it. I just want to know the end result, and that's it.
It is the paradox.
Well, the Egyptians were the
goddamn aliens, the Illuminati. Fucking con. Okay, yes or no? Do you think the Illuminati exists right now?
It depends on what your definition of Illuminati is gonna be, because I feel like
somebody
that has,
like,
so much mystique behind it that, like, there's a million different meanings of what someone thinks of when they hear Illuminati.
So, the New World Order organized in a cult, like, secret society.
I believe it's possible, but, like, I don't think it's what we would think it is at all.
Really?
I think the ways we're assuming are just generic, predictable, superstitious. Like,
okay.
There's definitely people that have such a high position in society on a global scale that they do things, you know, metaphorically in the shadows. You can't see. They have complete control of whatever's below them, but right. I don't think they're like, I don't buy into, like, though they're putting microchips in all of our vaccines and this. I just think that they just do it because
it's
power to them. Yeah. It's money. It's just, like, literally why everybody in any sort of circle that's considered elite does what they do, because it's just money or status amongst a select circle, or it's just human nature. I feel like there are people that would have taken it to the highest level you can at some point by now.
Mm.
But I don't.
Who's the most likely person in society today that is definitely a part of the Illuminati?
I don't think celebrities. I don't think politicians.
Really?
I think, like, top business holders, CEOs, companies, firms, tycoons.
So, like,
there's somebody who's hiding themselves in that corporation. Someone else is the CEO. I don't know.
So above,
I think it's all
Steve Jobs, above Bill Gates, above Mark
Zuckerberg. Yeah, I think that they just would
stay out.
And I'm open to this being totally wrong, but I'm saying if it exists, that's what I think.
It would be somebody very, very, very powerful.
I think they wouldn't want to be in the public eye, though.
Right,
To someone else, seem like a totally average rich person at most.
or anything lower. So imagine them like their like gang signs are actually like what like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I think they would like all know each other, I guess, or right. something.
But they'd still like, be like, what the fuck are they doing?
What I'm saying is like, I don't know, when they're not doing whatever they want to do with all that much money and power, they're just
doing their thing.
Pretending to be something.
Yeah. Because like, what are they? Is like, it really like a world power?
If you want to be hidden like that, place? Why would you walk around flexing all of that
yeah.
stuff?
Like, well,
so I don't think it's celebrities or anybody that would be immediately obvious.
So what would their eventual point of existing even be?
Literally just human desires like money, status amongst whatever circle you choose to identify wow. with, this and that. And I mean, like,
I don't want that to be like the case, but like if something like this does to exist, that's what it would be.
Yeah, and like I said, if I, for all I know, like, we're all just a bunch of fucking ignorant people, and I don't know,
but if they are,
we like to think there's something above it when we underestimate how stupid people really are, yeah. like the politicians and stuff. Like,
well,
no, they're the tip of the top, and they don't even know what they're doing. Like, I don't know.
Oh, y'all, I'm being tired.
Yeah,
it's your bedtime, everybody.
This was. Holy shit.
Oh, are we done?
No.
Okay. I'm still going. My boner is like...
I was literally about to say, like, this is where I revert to saying something about the word boner. Because we definitely already hit all the shit before that.
All, like, everything. Joe Rogan, everybody.
Okay, well, we were changing up the order.
I don't think we've hit Joker yet, though.
Yeah, we did.
Jared Leto. Hipster, yeah. This is a perfect past your bedtime episode.
Generational divide. We've literally hit a Rick and Morty.
We've hit everything.
We're fulfilling the stereotype of just wow. What if like people didn't smoke weed?
Joe Rogan was the last one that we needed on there.
He built.
Do you know what's? Joe Rogan built the pyramids, everybody.
He also shot Transfer.
Do you know what like an actual like weird Joe Rogan situation was? You know who Tom DeLonge is from Blink 182?
Yeah.
He's like mega into aliens right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was on a Joe Rogan show, okay? I remember watching this years ago when it came out, and everything he was saying sounded like kind of like, okay, this guy's a little
woo,
out there. Okay, like this guy
got nothing more fun to do because he's done everything that's fun.
Like
by now,
it sounded like that. But I remember listening to it then, and then I listened to it again for whatever reason, just because I wanted to hear it again.
Yeah.
And this was years before those videos that the Pentagon released.
Yeah,
came out. This dude described two of those videos spot on,
but. To be fair, did you see that thing where, like, 4 years ago, someone made that meme that got really popular?
What?
And it was just the colored squares with, like, gray rectangles in the middle. And it said, this is a meme from the future. You'll understand it later. And then...
And then...
Among Us shit got funny. And they look like abstract versions. You can tie anything together if you really want to. I guarantee that was a coincidence, too. Huh. But there are going to be people that go on Reddit all the time, and they're going to be like, oh, but that's proof time travel exists because meme science. And it's just like, oh.
Okay. So you don't think there's like even a little bit of legitimacy to what he was saying?
Are you sure? I think that statistically someone on the planet had to do enough drugs that they guessed that.
Wow.
I really do. Because you know how many car crashes happen a second? I heard that literally every 30 seconds, like 500,000 matches are lit.
Holy shit.
You have to understand how massive the world is.
True.
At some point, somebody's thought about everything. Close to it.
So, do you think the government is at least has some knowledge that aliens exist?
I personally think that none of us know at all.
Really?
There's this thing where I forget who... But they made an equation based off of a bunch of different factors as to how plausible life on any other planet is, and statistically based on how big we assume the universe is,
okay,
that there should be, but where is everybody? One of the guys shouted.
Huh.
There's a lot of theories, and I like these theories because they don't pick the end result and then build around it. They're just used to explain why this could or could not be.
Okay.
It kind of back up both sides, I guess.
So but, what you're saying is you think that there's aliens out there, but you find it odd that we haven't seen.
Well, here's what I'm saying. The reasons as to why we might not, if there are, because statistically, whether it's intelligent or not, life at least should exist. Like, complex multicellular life.
Well, mushrooms were just recently discovered on Mars. Did you see that?
I want to look into that later because I didn't. But, like, what I'm saying is there could be, like, a bunch of potential factors. One would be that intelligent life is always doomed to destroy itself because for all of our history, we've been...
Yeah.
So maybe that there's something called the Great Filter or whatever that, like, we either haven't passed through or have. And the Great Filter is just a name for, you know, an idea. Right. I'm not saying there's like, oh, there's a great filter in space or it's a magical event. It's just literally a metaphorical divider here. But we either would have to sit on one side, and one side would be like why we haven't yet or why we have.
Mm.
And stuff like maybe intelligent life is doomed to wipe itself out.
Right.
Maybe that, like, every other species that has been intelligent enough to try to make contact has been taken by some predator thing, because if you buy into the whole, the nature of intelligent life is literally conflict, by then, there could potentially, let's pretend there is intelligent life, they'd probably start to absorb things, colonize, maybe by throwing yourself out there. You're just asking to get wiped out. Right. Maybe whatever else is out there knows. But even then, like, I don't know, some of the realistic technology we have to, like, broadcast things that far can only go so far.
Right.
Within a certain time frame. I mean, there's so many reasons as to why, like, it could and it couldn't. But statistically, there should be.
Mm.
There should be something. I guess the biggest question at this point is, like, why is there?
Mm. But you still don't think anybody's covering it up?
No, I don't think we know. It's the best way to put it. I genuinely believe that not a single person on this planet knows.
Wow.
I believe the possibility
I sounded just like the meme guy. You heard that.
Wow. But, like...
That's interesting. I believe that there is aliens out there.
Yeah.
Do I believe that the government knows of them? I think so. Do I think that the government is trying to cover up aliens? I don't think so. I think they are at least aware of it, and they're like, that's odd. Did everybody else see that? Sir, we're just trying not to think too hard about it. Okay, cool. And they just move on with their day.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's how it's going down.
I mean, like, there's, like, so many things that, I don't know, you could also bring the people, like, none of us, whether you give them theories or anything, there are some people that when it comes to, like, views on spirituality and this and that, there are some people that you can't convince.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, as someone who kind of, probably based on what I was raised with, but then, I believe that there's some greater power out there and this and that spiritually, because I guess that's just what my religion is. But I don't know, like, there are people that would genuinely believe, like, creationism stuff that you can't convince any of what we're saying whatsoever, because they're already predetermined that, I don't know, I think we're just innately curious about things that are probably aren't even something that's worth thinking about or don't even exist. Or do
we should think about saving the oceans right now?
I mean, hey, here's the thing: people should prioritize the oceans more than the trees, because I get trees have habitats, but like you have to understand the ratio of actual breathable atmosphere produced from plants versus phytoplankton found in literally almost every drop of salt water
is an astronomical difference.
Exactly. It's just like the CO2 versus methane. What's worse for the ozone layer? Well, the massive, massive cattle farms that we have, or just animal farms in general. Yeah. I would assume mammals. I don't know if birds would count. Methane. Way more than CO2 emissions. And I'm not saying we should ignore these things, but it's like the things we were taught, we're finding out environmentally aren't even the same.
Well, like, it's
not the biggest thing to worry about that's within our control still.
It's the same thing with, like, the plastic straw argument. The, like, plastic straws kill significant, like, out of all the sea turtles that I read it somewhere.
Kill infinitely more.
Nets and bycatching.
But it's
destroy ocean life so much more than plastic straws. Because,
like, social media, they're like, there's a video of the turtle with the straw. I'm like, that's very unfortunate. That is a testament to, like, how bad we're fucking up in terms of litter, that one sea turtle and one straw in the ocean happened to intersect in that way.
Yeah. Like, but
like,
it's missing the point. It's not exactly the fucking straw. It's
pollution as a whole, but of course companies knew that you could play the emotion thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, so let's sell straws that aren't plastic that take up twice the energy to manufacture.
Exactly.
And even then, like, you trade stuff off. I mean, you could just drink from a cup without a straw.
Exactly.
You know, it's even better than not using a paper one.
Uh-huh. But, like, it's still this odd...
This odd
community.
Try to spread manipulative ideas, and then people try to capitalize off of emotionally manipulative ideas.
But further pushing away the actual point of
the
move.
You should just say this is pollution at a whole.
Yeah.
You know how many more things in straws kill sea turtles that aren't natural?
Exactly.
Like,
it's people just need to stop fucking up. Come on, everybody.
I know. I'm not saying, like,
smoke a little bit more.
We all do
care about people. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, even then, I've seen people that care about other people that are just like, yeah, but like, do sea turtles even exist, bro? Or shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Do they though?
Yeah, do they? I've seen one, but for all I know, it could be. That could be the aliens that created the pyramid.
Really? Yeah. Well, like, what's...
It could be Joe Rogan.
Well, on the planet right now, what is an animal that, like, genuinely scares you? Like, you don't want to meet this animal at all.
Any sort of spider that chases down its prey versus making a web.
Oh.
Literally wolf spiders and other tunnel spiders. The things, whoa, my god, I'm already fucking scaring myself. Something touched my foot right as I was about to say something that makes me really uncomfortable. It was literally the headphone strap. Oh. I fucking scared myself.
Yeah.
That is a test. Regular spiders that, like, make webs up somewhere, I could literally walk up to that web and, like, get, like, 2 inches from it. And as long as it's not bigger than, like, a quarter, or doesn't look like it's gonna jump or something,
you're good.
But, like, spiders that, like, find a hole somewhere where you might stick your finger.
That scares you.
Yeah. Like, have you seen a wolf spider nest?
Oh, yeah. They're terrifying. I get that.
That's literally it. Plus, they're that specific. I don't know the categorization. But wolf spiders have reflective eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like
I saw
cats.
Some guy driving in a truck, and just everything that the camera was picking up, it just looked like you were looking at the stars, but you were just looking off the sides of the truck.
Fuck that.
At the jungle, it was literally just spiders.
Fuck that.
It was literally just the eyes of, like, spiders, like that type of spider.
That is disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
I can't.
Listening at this point,
Did you hate spiders?
I don't even want to be here right now. Holy shit.
Smack that like button if you hate spiders.
Fucking, yeah.
Ring that bell, everybody.
YouTube. That was a real cough, by the way. Yeah, I tried to say YouTube and choked on my saliva.
Fuck, dude.
I wasn't trying to be sneaky or something. Fuck.
I don't know. I fucking hate alligators. I think they're terrifying.
I
Those things are literally dinosaurs.
They are apex because they have changed so little since prehistoric time. Well, a lot of animals have. I mean, eons. That's different. Millennia. Millions of years. They've, like, hardly changed to burp there for a second compared to, like, the other things we have on this planet.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even exist that far back.
Yeah. And the scary fucking thing about it is that, like, they are dinosaurs. They're fucking dinosaurs. Watch this. This motherfucker is 15 feet long, okay?
Yeah.
And will swallow you fucking whole.
No, what it'll do is more terrifying. It's gonna grab you and it's gonna try to drown you by rolling over you.
Look at that motherfucker! Look at that dude!
That is kinda hot.
Hot? Yeah.
Look
at that strut.
That is, like, oh my god. I don't really know how to explain that. It's a really big alligator that's literally ignoring fucking everybody.
It's just walking.
Basically marching. Like,
yeah.
It has not changed its cadence.
Hasn't slowed down.
That could also mean that it's CGI, I just realized, and, like,
no, that's cheap
kind.
That is horrifying.
Even then, like, that. I don't see that as scary.
I see
it as scarier the closer I get. I can see a wolf spider from across the room.
And you just want
and to I could see an alligator proportionately size. I don't know. You get the point. Distance relative to size of the animal. Like, let me put it this way. If I saw a wolf spider 30 wolf spider lengths away from me, that is the end of the world. If I see an alligator, like, 2, 4, 6, 8 alligator lengths away from me, I'm just like, okay, cool.
All right.
Like,
even though you know those things can and will charge at you, right?
If you give it a reason to, yeah.
To,
you know how hard
I don't know,
it would be?
I could never
you know
push away the desire
to, like,
moon a fucking alligator.
Tried it, it's going but that's to, not going to offend it. It doesn't know what that is. But it's like,
I beg to differ.
But, like, I don't know. It's easier for them to eat other things that are way more readily available than a person. If a person starts running, it's just going to be like, okay, well, I'm just going to, like, I don't know, eat a fucking stork or something because that's easy.
Yeah.
I just sit in the water and wait for it to try to eat a fish. It comes to me. It's not worth running for because I don't have to.
Yeah. Jesus, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
I don't even know at this point. Oh my god.
Are you gone?
I just can't physically think about conspiracy theories at this point.
Is it too hard to fucking think about or something?
No, I just literally burnt myself out on conspiracy theories.
And are we going to wrap it up today then? We've hit all the points already. I think we gotta.
To make new points to hit, like, you know, I was going to say something about boners again, but, like,
That'd be too.
We already did that, though. We hit that point.
I don't know.
We really have nothing other than Joe Rogan?
The Joker.
Weed, conspiracy theories, Rick and Morty, Ohio, Jake Paul. You know how many things I'm listing that we do in, like, every other episode? Religion.
Every single one of them.
Philosophy. Views on society. The Joker. This is us just really, really finally, really for real, realizing it and confronting it.
We're deconstructing our entire
We have styrofoam brain. I've already said that on this podcast.
We even go through, like, the same points, like, multiple times.
How do people listen to this? If someone other than us is listening to this right now, I'm actually having an identity crisis right now. That there's our first. But, like, oh my god, I, like, what's wrong with your life? How are you listening? Let alone what's wrong with what we're doing. Fuck. I'm tired and I'm intoxicated and I am having a real quarter life crisis.
We need a second to calm Nick down, everybody. We might be.
Oh, I could calm down. It's not really too disappointing. Like, The bar has been set for disappointing way before.
I don't even know.
Holy shit.
Are you going to be okay, dude?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Now I'm thinking about that.
We're an hour and a half in right now.
This is going to be the longest one, too.
Quite possibly. Do you want to go for 2 hours?
I can break down for 30 more minutes.
But first, we're going to take a break because I'm out of breath and I need something to drink.
And I can just stare in the mirror for half an hour.